Would you be strong like a tree, firmly planted, not blowing everywhere like a tumbling tumbleweed? No, that's how we are by nature. But when we feed on God's word, he creates a strength, he creates convictions, and we bear fruit for his glory. Look at the psalm, the very first psalm. He says, oh, how happy is the man, the woman, the boy, the girl, whoever you are. If you know Jesus, spend time in his word. And if you don't know Jesus, oh, let me encourage you to come to Jesus. Confess you're a sinner. Take him as your savior. You say, Scott, I don't understand it all. Neither do I. But I'll tell you what, he's never turned a repentant sinner down. He said that you come to me and I will certainly not cast you out. And you feed on his word.
Welcome to Downtown Bible Class with Pastor Scott Gilchrist. Today we turn to the first psalm. Pastor Scott brings a message titled, Abide in His Word. And we invite you to follow along with us now as we get started.
Lord, as we come to your word, we would pray with the psalmist. Open my eyes that I might see wonderful things from your word. How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law he meditates day and night. He'll be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. And in whatever he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so. They are like chaff, which the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Thank you. You can be seated. When Jesus prayed, we're on holy ground. God the Son talking to God the Father. And he prayed for you, believer. He didn't pray for the world. If you're here without Christ, I have no guarantee that he's praying for you. I would say, come to Christ. Come to Jesus. But he said, I pray for those whom you've given me out of the world. And he prayed, sanctify them. Make them set apart to me, wholly set apart to my holiness. Sanctify them in the truth. In a world of lies and falsehoods, and man, you can't tell what's up or down anymore. Sanctify them in the truth. Thy word is truth. Every word of God is tested. He's a shield to those who take refuge in him. Proverbs 30, verse 5. We were just singing, he's going to return. Jesus is coming back. And that chapter in Matthew 24 where he said, and he explained what it'll be like before his arrival. He described this world's pathway toward the end when Jesus Christ returns. He said, after he'd explained it, he said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not pass away. Matthew 24, 35. Jesus himself, when he was tempted, I was actually in the Abide this week. I got ahead of where we left off in Luke, and I was just enjoying sitting in front of the fireplace, and I was in Luke 4, and the audacity of the diabolus, the devil, the diabolical one, to come to the one who created him and say, if you're the Son of God, do what I say, basically. Turn this stone into bread. And if he'll tempt Jesus, he'll certainly tempt you and me. But what I'm after here is that when Jesus was out there in the wilderness, hungry and tired and being tempted by the devil, he didn't reason with the devil. He didn't spar. He said, it is written. And he quoted this book. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Father. And he was quoting Deuteronomy 8, verse 3. The rain and the snow come down from heaven. And just as they do, when the rain and the snow come down, they water the earth and make it bear and sprout, and bring forth seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be, which goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, without accomplishing what I desire, without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. God's word is powerful. It comes from his mouth. But I remember I was sitting over at Cannon Beach three years ago. We had a little staff retreat. And I remember coming to that text. That's Isaiah 55, I think it's verse 9 or 10. When he says the rain and the snow come down. And they don't come down without watering the earth and making it bear and sprout and furnishing seed to the sower, bread to the eater. So shall my word be, which goes forth from my mouth. And it just hit me when I was mulling it over. His word comes from his mouth. We're created in his image. And Jesus said, what comes out of your mouth comes from the heart. And I thought, his word comes from the very heart of God. So shall my word be which comes forth from my mouth. The words that I speak to you, Jesus said. When a lot of people, the crowd, was gathered around him, John 6, and they were starting to not like what he was saying. And this is hard what you're saying. And they were peeling off. You remember that scene? And he said, the words that I speak to you are spirit and are life. John 6, 63. The law of the Lord is perfect. It restores the soul, the psalmist said. The testimony of the Lord is sure. It makes wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, enlightening the eyes. The commandment of the Lord is pure, rejoicing the heart. The Word of God addresses our heart, our mind, our very soul. It's perfect. The law of the Lord is perfect. It restores. Is your soul in need of restoration? Mine is all the time. I don't know about you. But I don't just buzz through life. I don't know about you, but I don't. I face the same things you do. And I live in the same world you live in, and I find daily the need to have my soul restored. And I find daily that I really can't live on bread alone. I mean, I like my food. And you see, it's obvious looking at you, Scott. I know, but I can't live on food alone. We're not made to just eat and exercise, and maybe we can add a little extension to our life if we stay in good shape. No, we're created for him. And he can restore our soul through his word. The words of the Lord, Psalm 12, verse 6. I was quoting, by the way, those six characteristics of God's word in Psalm 19. But in the 12th Psalm, he says, the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace, refined seven times. God didn't just throw some stuff out and hope that some of it was good like I write or speak. No, God refined his word so that every word of God is tested. It's It's refined in a like a silver in a furnace, heated until the impurities are gone, and all you have is the very pure mind of God. I can't tell you how good this book is and what a gift it is to have God's Word. Don't add to it. The last page of the Bible, Revelation 22, don't add to it. We've got everything. He's underlining that we have everything we need. Oh, I read a lot of other books and stuff, so do you, you know, but boy, don't let it replace God's Word. Don't add to it. Joseph Smith, don't. Woe to those who would add some more scripture. I'll add to you the plagues of this book. That's where it closes. And don't take away from it. Woe to those pastors who edit God's Word. This part I don't like. It doesn't wash in 2021, 2022. I'll find something that I can... No. Every word of God is tested. He's a shield to those who take refuge in Him. Don't add to His words and don't take away from His words, or I'll take away from you. He closes the Bible with a stiff warning. You're part in the tree of life. No, God's Word is perfect. You know, the 119th Psalm is the longest psalm. And I remember a friend of ours told us years ago, it's got 176 verses. I think it's the longest chapter maybe in the Bible, but it's a psalm. But it is the longest psalm, 176 verses. And I remember her telling Chris and me 175 reasons to read the Bible. And I thought, yeah, because the whole psalm, the longest psalm in the Bible, is talking about the Bible, the Word of the Lord. And so as you begin 2022, in case you've missed my point, get in the Bible, read it, enjoy it, mull it over, copy it down, memorize it. Delight in it. Meditate on it day and night. That 119th Psalm, verse 38, establish your words to your servant, the psalm says, as that which produces reverence for thee. You want real reverence before the Lord? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The fear of the Lord. You want to really know the reverence of the Lord? Establish your words to your servant as that which produces reverence for thee. Isaiah put it this way in the 66th chapter, although I say Isaiah, if ever there was a direct quote from God, I mean, he's saying, thus says the Lord. He was a mouthpiece for God when he said, hey, I created the heavens and the earth. The heavens are my throne and the earth is my footstool. But to this one I will look. The creator of the universe said, but to this one I will look, to him who is humble and contrite of heart and trembles at my word. Do you tremble at his word? It's not popular. This is the most printed, translated book in the world. And I think in our culture, it's maybe the most neglected. And in the church, there's many of us who don't spend near the time we should in this book. But there's no reason why one day should go by, starting today, in 2022, where you not really abide in his word and enjoy it. He'll guide you. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. You're stumbling around in the dark. He says, hold it up. It's like a lantern. It's like a lantern. You start to see how life works when you read this book. The unfolding, the opening up, the unfolding of your word gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. I remember about 2 or 3 years ago sitting in my office with Luis, And I quoted that verse, and he said, "Oh, yes." And I can't do a Spanish accent, you know. But he said, "Yes." He said that. He said, "You know, in the Spanish," he said, "it's the, what'd you say?" And I said, "The unfolding of your word gives light. It brings understanding to the simple." And he said, "Yes, in the Spanish," he said, "it's the exposition of your word." And I thought, amen. You know, the opening up, the unfolding. And one thing he did as an evangelist was he was always had a text. He'd open the Bible and let it speak. Sometimes he'd read a whole page because he believed that. The exposition, the opening up, the teaching, the understanding of his word gives light. It brings understanding to the simple. Indeed, it'll make you wiser than your teachers, Psalm 119. By the way, I've been quoting all these right out of Psalm 119, you know, of those 175 reasons. But it's, I think, verse 99. You don't need to turn there, because we're going to be in Psalm 1 sooner or later. Oh, how I love thy law. It's my meditation all day. Thy commandments make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever mine. I have more insight than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the aged, because I've observed your precepts. You know, you don't have to learn by experience. Keep walking into things and tripping over things. And the only way to learn is just to, and that's why we do honor the aged. You do learn in life, but you don't have to wait to learn it. You can learn it right here, and you can know more than the aged by just taking God at his word. Now let's look at this first psalm. Take a look, see. Psalm 1. How happy, how blessed. That's the core of this. The blessing of God is where real happiness. That's why I said, not just the momentary happiness of circumstance. Happy New Year. No. How happy, really happy, eternally blessed, and hence deep-seated blessing. How blessed is the man who doesn't walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law, in this book, he meditates day and night. He'll be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season. You ever drive through eastern Oregon and you see brown, brown, barren, and then you see green, and you know there's water. He'll be like a tree in that arid country, firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. And in whatever he does, he prospers. Would you be happy? Establish daily habits in the book. Would you be blessed? Establish daily time in the book. Would you be encouraged? I need encouragement, don't you? Some of you are saying, "Yeah, I need encouragement." Delight in his word day and night. Would you be strong like a tree firmly planted? Not blowing everywhere like a tumbling tumbleweed. No, that's how we are by nature. But when we feed on God's word, he creates a strength, he creates convictions, and we bear fruit for his glory. Look at the psalm, the very first psalm. He says, "Oh, how happy is the man, the woman, the boy, the girl, whoever you are. If you know Jesus, spend time in his word. And if you don't know Jesus, oh, let me encourage you to come to Jesus. Confess you're a sinner. Take him as your Savior. You say, Scott, I don't understand it all. Neither do I. But I'll tell you what, he's never turned a repentant sinner down. He said, you come to me and I will certainly not cast you out. And you feed on his word. You know, almost a half century ago, and when I think about it, I go, really? I don't even think I've been alive that long. But it was almost a half, it was fall of 72 when I was challenged to give myself to this book by reading the book of Romans 50 times. And it blew me away at the time, but the man who gave the challenge, I'd seen the obvious fruit in his life of that kind of abiding. And he said, read Romans 50 times. Get established in Romans. And you know, that fall of 72, I did just that. And I stumbled into something. I could tell you, I could speak the rest of the hour easily on what the repeated reading did. But I stumbled into something that has stayed with me, into just copying out the scripture. I had such a rich time in Romans that I didn't want it spoiled. And so before I would, after I'd read it 50 times, before I would ever even read anything else about Romans, I just decided I'm just going to copy it down chapter by chapter before I read anything on it. And it was a rich experience just copying, making a copy, writing for myself, to use biblical language, a copy. It slows you down. It's mechanical. You can do it when you're groggy. I did this morning before I had my full cup of coffee. I just started in copying. It's a mechanical discipline. It slows you down. You begin to hear. It's very unemotional. I didn't feel. I didn't conjure up a mood. I want to get in a spiritual mood. No, I just simply opened the book and took my pen and started copying Psalm 1 this morning.
You've been listening to Downtown Bible Class with Pastor Scott Gilchrist. Please stay with us. Pastor Scott will return in just a moment with a preview of our next broadcast. Today's program was titled Abide in His Word, a message from Psalm 1. If you missed a portion of the message heard on the program today, or you'd like to share it with a friend, head on over to downtownbible.org. A free copy of today's entire message is available there for you to stream or download at your convenience. If you don't have a church home in the area, we'd like to invite you to join our outdoor summer services. Throughout the month of July, we'll be holding our morning services in the great outdoors. Come join us on our spacious lawn each of these Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. You can bring your own lawn chairs or blankets, or use one of the chairs provided at the service. We'd love to have you join us as we worship our Lord outdoors this summer. If you'd like more details, head on over to our website at swbible.org. We hope to see you there. Something we've been making available as a thank you gift to our listeners are USB flash drives loaded with Bible teaching series in their entirety. So currently, we're offering the recently completed entire book of Hebrews. That's 80 full-length messages, over 50 hours of clear, Christ-centered Bible teaching on this important book in the New Testament. We'd like to make these teachings available to you, our listeners. Just make your request, along with your gift of any size, to the ministry of Downtown Bible. You can do that during regular business hours by calling 503-524-7000, or by mail at P.O. Box 19191, Portland, Oregon, 97280. You can also simply click on Contact Us at downtownbible.org anytime. We'd love to put one of these valuable resources in your hands. We're thankful that you've chosen to listen to us on this station, and we invite you to downtownbible.org to download or listen to any past program or to subscribe to our daily podcast. Now, before we end our time today, let's go to Pastor Scott for a preview of our next broadcast.
I would just say I seldom meet a Christian who doesn't really prosper from 30 days in God's Word like this. Give it 30 days. It takes about 10, 15 minutes. These are short passages. Get a little journal or whatever. All you need is a paper and a pen and a Bible. Give it 30 days and find out that God means what he says. He blesses the man, the woman who abides in his word, who meditates on it day and night, who slows down in a world of this and this and this and just spends some time with God, hearing from the very voice of God. He wrote it down. It is written, Jesus said. Haven't you read in the Bible? He used to tell the guys. Often. Now, I can't emphasize it enough. Don't wait for feelings. Don't wait till you feel like it. Start today. This morning.
Join us again next time as we continue in the first Psalm. Pastor Scott brings part two of the message titled, Abide in His Word. Until then, may the grace of the Lord Jesus be with you.